Ezekiel 44. Then he brought me back by the way of the outer gate of the sanctuary, which looks toward the east, and it was shut. Yahweh said to me, This gate shall be shut. It shall not be opened, neither shall any man enter in by it, for Yahweh, the God of Israel, has entered in by it. Therefore it shall be shut. I think the idea is that God himself was going to enter into this temple and dwell there. And so at the end of Ezekiel 48, we're told that the name of the city would be Yahweh Shamach, Yahweh is there. Well, this was all potentially possible at the time of the exile, that the exiles could have returned, built this temple. It was called in chapter 43, the Law of the House. This was the, as it were, the blueprints, the architectural plans, and they were to go back and be obedient and build this, but they didn't. In fact, most of them didn't even want to leave exile. They were quite comfortable in Persia. They were getting on quite well, as you see from the book of Esther, and they didn't want this to come back and rebuild ruins and stuff like that. And so this didn't happen, but ultimately the spirit of all this will come true, because at the end of the book of Revelation, at the end of the Bible, we read that God himself will dwell with man, and that we shall see his face, that the kingdom of heaven and the kingdom of God on earth are the same thing, that God will dwell with man and wipe away all tears from off our faces. So, this could have happened, a wonderful potential, but it didn't. Just as people have the wonderful opportunity to be in God's kingdom today, but they don't want it. It's so sad. As for the prince, he will sit therein as prince to eat bread before Yahweh. So, there's a prince that's spoken of here. Well, this prince, I suppose, could look forward to the Lord Jesus. But I think the idea was that the kingdom would have been restored at the time of the exile, and the prince of Judah would again have been established. And then they're told that they have got to have Levites serving there, the sons of Zadok, particularly, who were faithful during the exile, that they are the ones who are going to, as he says, verse 16, come near to my table and minister to me and keep my instructions. But they were to be clothed with linen garments, no wool shall come on them. They shall have linen headwear, linen breeches on their waist, and not clothe themselves with anything that causes sweat. Well, to work with sweat was part of the curse that came in the Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter 3. So clearly this could have been fulfilled at the time of the restoration, but it wasn't. They're told that they mustn't shave their heads, etc. They shall only cut off the hair of their heads, neither shall they drink wine, and neither shall they take for their wives a widow, nor her who is divorced. So this looks to a situation when there is going to still be divorce, people marrying, etc. We're told that in the kingdom, Jesus says that we shall neither marry nor be given in marriage, but we shall be like the angels to die no more. So this is clearly not talking about the kingdom. This is talking about what could have happened at the time of the restoration. Well, it didn't happen, but it will in principle come true when Jesus comes back, but not to all these details, because then we shall no longer sweat and there won't be divorce and we won't get married. Says the priests, verse 31, will not eat of anything that dies of itself or is torn, whether it be bird or animal. So animals in this situation here are still killing each other and dying. Well, death will finally be no more in the kingdom of God. So it's not talking about the kingdom. It's talking about what could have happened at that time, but it didn't. Although, as I say, the spirit of the whole thing, that God himself will live with man, this is going to be fulfilled finally when Jesus returns and the kingdom of God is established here on the earth. So I think the takeaway lesson from all this is they missed a great potential, and so could we. But let's ask God for strength, that we will live up to the potential, that we'll say yes and not waste it all.